Is one required to stand for Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah? Must the person saying the brachas on lighting the menorah stand, or may he do so sitting? And what about the listeners? Are they allowed to sit, or should they also, or must they also, stand during the blessings and the lighting? What does one do if it's difficult for them to stand? Such as a nursing mother who's in the middle of nursing her baby at the exact time that you're supposed to light, and she's on the couch or on a chair. Is she required to stop and stand? And so on and so forth of cases in which there are reasons for one to desire to sit. The question is, in halacha, is there a standing requirement for Hanukkah lighting or not? So one thing is clear, we find in the Paiskim, in Alter Shulchan Aruch, chapter 8:3, based on the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef, Rishonim and Achreinim, that when reciting a blessing, a bracha over a mitzvah of Asher Kedishanu, you must stand with exception to those mitzvahs that are voluntary, such as shechita, as you don't have to eat the cow, and challah, as you don't have to eat bread. But otherwise, if it's an obligatory mitzvah, then you must stand when you say the blessing of Asher Kedishanu. Accordingly, just as one is required to stand by tzitzis and tefillin because it's an obligatory mitzvah, one would be required to stand upon saying the bracha over the menorah lighting, as it's an obligatory mitzvah. However, technically, this would only apply to the person reciting the bracha, and not to the bystanders who may be seated. How do we know? As we have an explicit ruling in the Shulchan Aruch regarding the laws of Shofar in 585.2 in the Alter Rebbe, that the listeners may sit. And the obligation of standing is only on the person doing the mitzvah for them. And so rule many achreinim that even during the blessing itself, you don't have to sit. You don't have to stand if you're a listener. And even if you're shemea ka'ina. And certainly here, where nobody's being yaitza the brachas with the person saying it, and therefore there's no shemea ka'ina aspect applicable, that everyone would agree that the listeners do not have to stand. And so practically concludes Birur Chaim, Volume 2, Siman Aleph. And so is the halachic ruling the Maisa that they are not obligated to stand by the blessings. Furthermore, seemingly the obligation even upon the person saying the brachas is only during the brachas itself. However, during the actual lighting, which is done right after the blessings, then from the letter of the law, he may do so while sitting. As number one, we do not find any poskim who write of an obligation to light the Hanukkah candles while standing, and how could they admit such an important clause in detail, which is discussed in all other halachas, and suddenly in the laws of Hanukkah it's missing. It must be that standing is not required. Likewise, one can't say that since one is obligated to stand for the blessings, therefore he should be obligated to stand for the lighting, for the mitzvah itself, as how can the blessing be more stringent than the mitzvah, as practically we find a precedent in the laws of Megillah, that while the person reading the Megillah to himself must recite the blessings while standing, he is allowed to sit for the actual reading. Unless he's in public and reading for the public due to Kveda Tzibah, that he must stand. But otherwise, he's allowed to sit for the actual reading. So we see a premises and a precedent that not always do you have to stand for the mitzvah, even though you're obligated to stand for the blessing. Nonetheless, despite all this, we cannot ignore the widespread custom of all Jewry, which is to light while standing, and a Jewish custom is Torah, Minhag Yisrael Torah. And therefore, practically, due to this minhag, initially every person should, of course, say the blessings, which is required in a standing position, and likewise light the candles in a standing position, and likewise the bystanders to try to stand for the blessing and the lighting. Nonetheless, if it is difficult for one to stand, then he may light in a sitting position, and certainly the listeners may sit in a time of need, such as due to weakness or exhaustion or a pregnant nursing mother and the like. They do not have to stand, and certainly the father of the home should not delay lighting candles to wait until his wife can finish nursing and stand up, and rather he should light and she can be participate in it while sitting without any issue whatsoever, as there is zero obligation or necessity for listeners to stand at all during the lighting.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.